Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We have a very, very special show lined up for you today, so stay tuned for all of that. But first, we want to clue you into a couple of things going on.
Well, yeah, and here's something going on. This is actually going on with one of our sponsors, Synergistic Nutrition. They're the folks that bring you One World Way. You know, he's such a leader, Stephen Huer, such a leader in nutrition. And he's got a really great deal on One World Way right now. So if you go to SGN80.com, that's SGN80.com, you can take advantage of that. You know, there's a long story behind it, which he tells you on the site. But, you know, these products have always had a difficulty with the FDA because they work, you know. They're not homogenized. They go through a special cold process. They come from only grass-fed cows in New Zealand, etc. And they've been so effective, but we have lots of regulations to keep up with. And so that he can beat the deadline for what the FDA says, which isn't true for the product, he's offering a great deal. So check it out at SGN80.com.
Also want to remind you that Vitamin Life is having their September free talks. Remember, these are free, folks, but you have to get seating because seating is so limited. And all that information always is on our site at ConsciousTalk.net in the events section. But this one's coming up on Saturday, September 15th, noon to 1:30 p.m. Bring balance and harmony to your home and life with Vastu, which is Indian feng shui. A very interesting practice that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's old is new again, I guess. That's what we say. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So throughout history, mankind has been fascinated by what's beyond life. Our only true guides have been those who technically died, then returned to tell the tale, and the physically gifted with the insight into the unseen. Today's guests will inform us on both fronts. We'll talk to spiritual teachers Michael and Raphael Tamura, who both have some amazing stories you won't want to miss. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, we have two very special guests today, longtime friends of ours, and who we have missed for a number of years, but we're so glad that we finally reconnected. And that's Michael J. Tamura and his wife, Raphael Tamura. Now, Michael is a spiritual teacher, a clairvoyant visionary, but he is also the renowned author of You Are the Answer. It was a best-selling book. It's still available at Amazon.com, etc. But Michael Tamura lives the miracle, spiritually aware from childhood. He sees everyone the way they are as immortal souls, which itself is an incredible gift. Raphael is also a clairvoyant, spiritual healer and teacher, and she has been helping clients throughout the world. And what's interesting about Raphael also is that she communicates with animals and has an incredible story about her dog. And she's actually writing a book about her dog, Shanti. And, you know, we're going to find out more about this incredible couple, you know, throughout the hour. But if you can find out much for yourself by going to michaeltamura.com. But let's get going. Michael and Raphael, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. And Brenda, we're happy to be with you guys.
Thank you very much.
We're so excited to be here.
Yeah, this is a day that we've been looking forward to, and I'm just going to give a really quick little story about how I met Michael, and then I met Rob later on, and Rob was introduced to Michael and Raphael. And when I was living in L.A., and all of you know, or most of you, if you're loyal listeners to the show, know that I was, you know, recovering from cancer for a good several years while I was living in L.A., and my friend Paul, who has passed, by the way, he and I had a radio show together in L.A., and he called me on the phone one day and said that he saw this extraordinary clairvoyant, he called Michael clairvoyant, on television. There was a show on TV, and he said, you have to tune into it. So I turned it on, and I watched it, and then he called me after it was over, and he said, we have to get this guy on our radio show. So we called the producers and found out who it was, and it was Michael J. Tamura, and we got him scheduled for the show, and I got the privilege of driving to the airport to pick Michael up, and met him at the airport, got in the car, headed to the studio, which was probably in L.A., about a 40-minute drive, and having really no background or real knowledge of Michael, we started chatting, and all of a sudden, he started laughing, and Michael has an amazing laugh. There's something about his laugh that just opens your heart, and he started laughing, and I asked him what he was laughing about, and he said, we had a passenger in the car, and the passenger happened to be Michael, the Archangel Michael. And Michael at that time, Michael J. Tamura at that time, he did a reading for me basically in the car, said things to me that he had no way of knowing. And then we continued into the studio where he kept blowing the phone lines, and it was just an extraordinary day and an extraordinary couple days. And that's when I started signing up and taking classes with Michael. And that is how I met Michael Tamura.
Well, and what we've been so surprised to learn recently is that, you know, aside from the fact that Michael has throughout his life had past life recall and nightly out-of-body sojourns, we know him as a teacher and that kind of gifted clairvoyant, and he counsels people with that. We found out recently that he had 5 near-death experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, near-death experiences have really been up of late. And I know there's a purpose to this. So, Michael, maybe you want to tell us just a little bit about that. I mean, 5 near-death experiences. Are you going for the record or what?
Yeah. It's well, thousands and thousands of people have had near-death experiences, and so it's nothing new. But since it was so popular, I thought, you know.
You just try it,
yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I've been always one of those, like the mad scientist who likes to vaccinate himself to try it out first. And so.
Well, it actually wasn't quite like that because Michael was already well into his spiritual teacher and spiritual healer and clairvoyant career when these things happen. For a lot of people, the near-death experiences happen to help awaken them. Mm-hmm. And for Michael, it was a whole different story because it for him, it was, in a way, taking a next step and getting more information for himself. So
yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, it's the very first time was very interesting because I was in so much pain. I had this thing called traveling gout, which is, if anybody knows about gout, it's the most excruciating pain. I have a very high tolerance for pain, but boy, it's something I wouldn't want to, you know, have on anybody else, even the worst enemy. I wouldn't want it. Mm-hmm. And I was just curled up in bed, no position, standing, lying, sitting, nothing alleviated this excruciating pain all throughout my body. And this has been going on and on and on and on. And Raphael was gone to get some groceries or whatever. And I'm just at that point of going, okay, God, I just said, okay, God, I don't know how much longer I can endure this. And next thing, apparently my heart stopped. I'm out. I'm being escorted. Interesting, Brenda, that you mentioned Archangel Michael in our first meeting. Well, it was Archangel Michael who came and escorted me right out of my body. And he took me to this beautiful conference room in heaven, so to speak. And he points to the chair that's open. There's surrounded by five other great beings, including himself. And so I sit down and they all welcome me. It's just this like a homecoming welcome of these tremendous masters. And they're all smiling, saying, welcome back. You've done a great job. And you've done so much more than you've contracted for. So you're done. And you're welcome to stay with us and continue your work from this side. Or, you know, you're free to go back if you so desire. And I'm in that space. Once you're out, there's no concept of death. There's no fear. There's no time. There's none of the things that most people think here. They're worried about every day. So I'm sitting there going, well, it doesn't matter to me if I stay here or go back. It made no difference. So then I had this bright idea. Here I am surrounded by these enlightened masters. And I'm going, oh, here's my opportunity. Why don't I ask them? And I go, okay, in your great wisdom, what do you think? You know, would there be more benefit, not only for myself, but for anyone involved, if I go back or if I stay here and work with you guys? And they go, immediately, they said, if you go back, you'll be of so much more benefit to everyone concerned. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, that's pretty clear. So I said, great. And there's, of course, there's no pain. There's not even a thought of pain, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to go, oh, sure. Okay, send me back.
Of course. Well, hold that thought because we're coming up on our first break. Boy, that time went fast. We have so much to get packed into this show. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back after these messages with Michael J. Tamora and Raphael Tamora. Their website is michaeltamora.com. We'll be right back.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and so glad to have you on board. And we know so many of you are in your cars, you're on your way to work, and, you know, congratulations for starting your way on a different exploration. You know, it's an empowering way to start your morning. And we're being empowered today by two very special people, Michael J. Tamura and Raphael Tamura.
And we're hearing about right now Michael's first near-death experience. And we hope to get through all five of them, Michael, but we're here with this one. Five, it's amazing. And you've already told us now that you're sitting at the table in a conference room with these masters. And Archangel Michael was the one that took you over the, if you want to call the Rainbow Bridge or whatever, to the other side when your heart stopped. And now you've decided, because they said if you came back, you would really even benefit people more, you decided to come back. So how did that happen?
Well, as soon as I said, okay, send me back, they did. and Archangel Michael was escorting me back to my body. And as soon as I put my attention on my body, I'm going, oh no, there's, you know, great pain. And I'm curled up in a fetal position on a body level. And so I turn back as I'm being escorted back and saying, wait a minute, I'm going to need some help if I'm going to be of any benefit to anyone, including myself. in that condition. Mm-hmm. And all I hear is somebody going, fine. they're incredibly, you know, to the point and efficient. So I get back, and as soon as I get back, I'm in pain, and it's terrible. And the same voice that said fine says, okay, get up, go to the computer, and type in uric acid. And I said, I was kind of arguing. I said, hey, I've researched uric acid and gout in every which way. I probably can have an honorary PhD in goutology by now. I know more than almost everybody else I've talked to or read about. And he says, just go do it. So I type it in, and I'm looking down the list, and on the regular side, same thing. I've read everything 10 times already. But then something taps me on the shoulder, and I look over to the, you know, the advertisement column. And at the top is a brand new ad for curing gout naturally. And I thought, oh, I never saw that. So I click it on, and sure enough, it's a new company, blah, blah, blah. And I start getting communication right away from the founder of the company, because it was so new at that point. He was answering emails. And so we went back and forth, gave me the missing pieces of information I was looking for. And I got to start on the physical, you know, with supplements and the herbal remedy he had, and diet. I start to be able to heal the situation. So that was the very first one. And it took a while. And I always said, even from the very first time, leaving is easy. It's the coming back that's the real challenge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so one of the things that the masters told me also in meditation was, okay, you're back. This is a new life. So even if you make commitments and sign contracts, you are not obligated. There will be no karma if you just said, you know, I have a different situation and I'm going to cancel it all. So they said, that's your choice. And I said, no, the ones, you know, I had appointments way down the line, everything. And I'd like to honor them before I start my next step. And they said, that's fine. So we'll support you in that. So I decided to continue on until I finished. I didn't take on new stuff. I just, you know, finished out the old stuff. And it took me about most of 2 years to get that done. And one day I realized, I'm done. I can start my new thing fresh. Then I had a heart attack.
yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you didn't get that memo, and maybe they had a few more notes for you. I mean, it's...
So you died again, right?
Well, this time it wasn't a complete full one. This one was a funny one. It wasn't so funny, but long story short, we were invited to a birthday party of another healer in the next state, Oregon. Your state. No, you're in Washington.
No. Yeah, we're in Washington.
We drive an hour and a half, get to the thing, and it's a great party. And in the middle of it, of course, they bring out the birthday cake. But somebody earlier on in the evening found out my birthday was coming up in 4 days. So they secretly went and got a second birthday cake and candles and the whole bit. They sang the happy birthday to the first guy, and then they came to me and sang happy birthday to me with the cake. So they have the cake with the candles burning. It's like a forest fire, you know, when you're at my age. And the woman holding the cake says, okay, Michael, time for you to close your eyes and make a wish and blow out the candles. So I go, okay. And I close my eyes, and I'm in a great mood. And then I think of, wow, it's just complete blank in my mind. It's not the blank where you know, it's awkward. It's this incredible emptiness. No thought, nothing. It's eternity. And I'm looking at that happened right after I asked, what shall I wish for? And then this golden light fills this empty space. And I know it's the Christ. And I go, oh, that's a great idea. I have these brilliant ideas. It's a great idea. I'll ask for my birthday wish to be able to embody the Christ consciousness and energy more. Mm. And I thought that was great. I love that wish. So I wished that, blew out the candles, everybody sang, and it was great. Well, then Raphael was watching, and in a quick, can you?
Sure. Yeah. I had originally been talking to somebody at the party when this birthday cake thing started, and I was watching actually from about 20 feet away. And I was looking at Michael when he was making that birthday wish, and I got this, I was overcome with a feeling of he's going to die soon. Mm. And it passed really fast, but as the party went on, the host of the party took me into his healing room and started telling me this awful story about his near-death experience and how he had a heart attack while he was giving healings to other people, and he shoved his Healy out the door and locked the door and wouldn't let his girlfriend let the paramedics in, and he wanted to work his way through it, which I don't think is a very good idea. But I'm wondering, while he's telling me this story, why am I hearing this story? Mm-hmm. And so after that was over, I just went and got Michael. I said, we got to go home. I didn't tell him till we got home that I had this really weird feeling like something was going to happen to him.
And so I, you know, in my usual way, I said, I laughed it off and everything. And I said, I'll be all right. Well, the next morning, Raphael's up feeding the dog and cat. And then I hear the nice clinking in the kitchen. I'm coming too, but I'm in this total bliss, this mm-hmm. eternal bliss while I'm still in bed. And I'm coming back to my body consciousness, but I'm in this total bliss. So I'm just, there's no time, there's no space. It's just that. Then this little idea pops in my head. Oh, I have this important meeting at 10 o'clock at the office in town. And it's a meeting with this man from Israel, very important guy. He's starting this incredible foundation, global foundation, with this best Palestinian friend. They said, okay, we got to get together and help the kids not grow up hating each other. Mm. You know, between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
It's a really important right. person, actually. Yeah,
very big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big foundation. And he tracked me down. He didn't know. He took off 9 months because he said, we're missing one piece to our foundation. And he said, I'm going to put it in God's hand and take a 9-month sabbatical, go wherever God tells me to go and see whoever God tells me to see. And we're going to get the answers. So he does, ends up in Mount Shasta, California.
Where we live.
And right. he comes to conference, 3-day conference that I'm one of the speakers. On the last day I'm speaking, and he said he sat through all the conferences, all the workshops, didn't get his answer until I got up on the stage, and he said the first 3 words that came out of your mouth struck me between the eyes, and he said he waited for me until I got off the stage, cornered me and said, can I make an appointment to see you tomorrow? Or
we
2 days later.
Talk.
We need to talk. And that was the day after this, the morning of the waking up in this bliss for me. So that's what got me out of bed. And that got me back into time and space. I'm still not all the way here, but I'm getting ready to get dressed and all that stuff. Then my world turns upside down, inside out. It's like being struck by lightning and, in the middle of an earthquake at the same time.
Okay, Michael, hold that thought, because we're going to run off to a really quick break. Just hold it. We're going to come back and find out what happens. Stay tuned.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And thank you for joining us on our website, ConsciousTalk.net. Tune into the events. We have a lot of events happening and on our Facebook page. And today we're talking to two very special guests, Michael J. Tamora and Raphael Tamora. Michael has been through five near-death experiences, but I want to let people know, too, all of you know that they do a radio show called Living the Miracle with Michael and Raphael Tamora. It is online at voiceamerica.com on the Empowerment Channel on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific. And again, that is Living the Miracle with Michael and Raphael Tamora on voiceamerica.com. It's on the Empowerment Channel. So, Michael, We are. I have a feeling you're about to tell us that, you know, this story that you're going through with the birthday cake and et cetera, that you're going to pass away again. Raphael has a feeling you are going to die. What happens?
So this, all of a sudden, I'm struck with this total, I don't know what's going on. And just then, Raphael comes into the bedroom. And first thing she says, she looks at me, says, "Are you having a heart attack?" Well, way back when I was a teenager, like 17 to 20, I was a nurse. And I quickly go through the symptomology of heart attacks that I learned as a nurse. Both the layperson's version was like an elephant sitting on your chest, you know, crushing pain. And then with more medical ones that I learned back then was a radiating pain down the left arm and all that. No, I don't have either of them. I'm just like, I don't know which way is up. And everything's kind of moving around. And so I'm aware of this Kundalini energy that's going like a rocket ship through my back and spinning everything around. Okay, I'm going, no, I don't think so. But I really would like a healing. So I ask her to go to the living room and give me a healing. And what I find out later is I'm walking around in circles in the living room, according to Raphael, and she tells me later I was chanting the Jewish prayer for the dead. And I go, I don't know any Hebrew at all.
Wow.
And I definitely don't know the Jewish prayer for the dead. But she said, no, I just saw that.
Well, I noticed it because a day or two earlier, I had actually seen it performed in a television show.
Oh, wow. I knew what it was. Yeah. So you knew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and Michael, you were not aware of that, right?
No, not at all. And I didn't even know when she told me this later on that I had done that. And then all I remember is I got to go outside. It was a gorgeous day. And we have this backyard that's absolutely stunning, verdant, green. And I just had to be on that grass for some reason. So I go on the grass and my body collapses. I'm above my body. I'm not dead yet, I don't think. But I'm above my body and in the still here, but in out of the body. And some of the same beings plus a bunch more. There's about a dozen of these masters surrounding me in a circle, me in the middle while I'm floating in the sky. And I'm so glad. I'm going, thank God you're here. And they all back off. Here, I'm thinking, swoop me down and save me or something. But no, they back away, and the message is clear. This is your time. Your time to make a very important decision. But I don't know what decision about what. So, you know how difficult it is when you're going through a heart attack to make an important decision.
Yeah, that's right. It's not like, you know, you have to go through baseball scores or something like that in your mind to keep grounded. It's weird, you know.
Yeah, so I'm just starting, okay, I got to think of something, right? So I'm going, what would most people do in this situation? They'd be going, oh, do I call 911 or not? Or
well, that's what I was thinking.
Do I want to die or stay alive? I said, no, I've already been through all that. I knew there's no death. I'm not afraid of the physical death. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, okay. But I made a commitment to be here to do more work here. Mm-hmm. So I can't just be flitting off. All right, what is the decision? It's about life, about my life, my next step. Okay. Mm-hmm. What decision can I make about life when I'm no longer living in just this life?
And well, I go, hold that thought, because we're going to run off to another quick break and we're going to hear what happened on the other side of it. Stay tuned.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils. which causes acid buildup in the body, and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we're going to jump right back into it because we're here with Michael J. Tamura and Raphael Tamura. We're talking about his incredible near-death experiences. And so, Michael, you left us with, and these are great cliffhangers, I got to tell you, in a serialized way. You left us with, the masters backed off, and here you were, back on Earth. You had this decision, this new life you were starting.
And you were supposed to make some type of decision right there on the lawn, and
yes.
They wanted you to make a decision, but you didn't know what to decide or what you were supposed to decide, right?
Yes. And so all of a sudden I realized, oh, yeah, I'm not really living the life from birth to death anymore because I've already been through that. So what's my question about life? It wasn't a life and death question because there's no death. So what's a life question? And then I realized, it doesn't matter if I'm coming back into the physical life or I'm living the spiritual life out of the body. It's still, I'm living. So what's my decision? I had to fundamentally change my relationship with life and how I lived it. And so the decision became, am I willing to live unconditionally, without condition, because I'm living eternal life. And in eternal life, you cannot have a condition. You can't bargain. You can't barter with God. You can't do anything. You're alive. You're not going to die. So how are you going to relate to that? The only way I can see is I had to relate without putting conditions on. If it's a good day, I'll go out and do this. But if it's not, I won't. No, those are all conditions. So I had to let go of that to look at that. That was scary because I'm going, I have no problem leaving this joint. I have no problem coming back if everything's going to be, great. But what if I make this decision and they put me back into the physical body that's incapacitated, where, Raphael or some others going to have to just take care of my body for the rest of my life? How am I going to deal with that? But I knew I had to make this decision sooner or later. And I'm very much one for sooner than later about most things. So I said, if I have to make this decision one of these days, this is my opportunity. I'll make it now. And then, bam, I'm back into the body and I feel better. I'm still going through something, but I feel better. And there's a long story after that. But we get going. And that's when I get back into the house is when the reason I had to be in the outside was I'm looking at the grass and I said, Mother Earth, would it be okay? Now I felt all this energy in my chest. And would it be okay to release this? Because I needed to let it go. And she goes, shoo, opens up. This green grass turns into this velvety blackness, like a curtain open. And everything starts pouring out of my chest, out of my heart. And it's all black like tar. And I can see over the years, I've helped heal thousands of people. And I do a pretty good job of cleaning up everything after each healing. But there's little residues of other people's karma and pain and suffering and, you know, desperation, all kinds of stuff. It's all falling out of my chest. And then once that happens, it closes up. I see the green grass again. I said, thank you. And I jump up. I run upstairs to go see Raphael. And I said, I'm fine. And Raphael says, yeah. And I have this appointment at the office. I don't feel good enough to drive. Could you drive me? She goes, of course. And she's very smart. She doesn't, you know, argue or anything. She just says, okay, I'll drive you. We get in. And once we're on the way, she goes, you know, why don't we swing by the ER just to have you checked out?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Finally, at that point, I get a green light. I literally, there's a green light going saying, yes, you can go to the ER. Before that, I couldn't. I had to make this decision, not in the hubbub of ER and all that chaos and everything and medical input. I had to do it in nature by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that experience that I had with the host of that birthday party were actually my instructions to follow his instructions to not call 911 as much as I wanted to earlier.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, so, and we know you had more NDEs after this, but I kind of want to collapse the accordion here and let's take a look at sort of a couple of the broad strokes, because this feels like a speeded up metaphor for many lifetimes that we all have and you know, and return and have to make choices that we're often not conscious of or we don't remember. And maybe that's one of the best excuses is I forgot. But so where has this left the two of you? I mean,
how's your life changed?
Yeah, what's the current exploration look like?
Are you living unconditionally?
Well, that's the practice. And when I decided, I committed myself to living without putting conditions on life. It's challenging because the conditions pop up in your mind all the time, right? Well, gee, I don't want to do that because, and if it's not this way, I'm like, yeah. That stuff is in everyone's mind and it comes up. But my commitment has been ever since, okay, it comes up. Great. You just let it go. And I realized the consistency in every one of my near-death experiences, as well as my recall of past life death experiences, every single one experientially is completely different. So I was looking, one of the first things I did, look for what's the consistency, what's the same? Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing, the minute I'm out of the body, every single time, there's no time. It's complete eternity, limitlessness. Mm-hmm. There's no thought, there's no, none of that. It's not linear, it's not anything. And okay, that's one consistency. What's another consistency was after the third death, I start to realize, oh, okay, the other consistency is it's all about letting go of any type of selfishness. People call that the ego. It's the condition. Why do we make conditions and judgments about everything? It's the ego going, I got to survive. Mm-hmm. Don't kill me, right? And, oh, I didn't have that anymore. So, but the mind still goes on like that because it's built up. So every time that happens, I realize, oh yeah, I have to, anytime it's all about me, 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 that voice in your head that goes, the ego voice that goes, me, 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 me first, me this, me that, I want. Ah, that's where I have to nip the conditions in the bud. Mm. And so that's been my practice ever since.
Wow. Yeah. That is an amazing practice. Incredibly challenging. And Raphael, I wish we had more time to get into how this has affected you and changed your life. But can you kind of just quickly tell us just a few things that have changed for you or what you're learning?
Well, I've learned a lot. And actually, I had my own near-death experience back in the 1990s. So, and mine was very brief, having had a very bad case of food poisoning, and it lasted only a very short time. And in my experience, and this was, again, before Michael's, so it made it easier for me to deal with everything Michael went through, and that is when I went over briefly, I was told I was done. And same thing, you know, stood there going, okay, I can go back. I knew I could go back or not. And I decided to come back. And the thing, to make a long story short, because I see we're running out of time, is that I knew because I was finished, I wasn't compelled to do a bunch of karmic stuff. Now, by this time, I had already done 15 years or so worth of work, spiritually speaking, meditating, you know, helping people and so on. So I realized that I didn't have to do anything that I did not want to do. I didn't have to do anything, actually, because I was done, but I wanted to. So everything from that point on that I realized that I had, that I chose to do, was because I chose to do it and because I wanted to do more here, give more here.
Well, we're going to have to leave it at that, and we're going to have you two back, because I know that you learned a tremendous amount through all these experiences. And Michael, if you're interested in working with Michael J. Tamora or Raphael, you can go to the website michaeltamora.com and be sure and tune into their radio show, Living the Miracle with Michael and Raphael, on voiceamerica.com. Thank you both for being with us today. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for blessing us with your energy. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.